Chapter 15. On hearing what had happened, the men, still in their tents, were amazed. And overcome with fear and trembling, they no longer kept ranks with one another. But streaming out with one accord, they fled along every path across the plain and through the mountain region. And those who had encamped in the mountain region around Bethulia also took to flight. Then all the Israelite warriors rushed down upon them. Uzziah sent messengers to Betomethaim, and Koba, and Kola, and to all the frontiers of Israel, to report what had taken place, and to urge everyone to rush out upon the enemy to destroy them. On hearing this, the Israelites, with one accord, attacked the enemy and cut them down as far as Koba. Even those in Jerusalem and all the mountain region also came, for they too had been told what had happened in the camp of their enemies. The Gileadites and the Galileans outflanked them with a great slaughter, even beyond Damascus and its borders. The remaining inhabitants of Bethulia swept down upon the Assyrian camp and plundered it, acquiring great riches. And when those Israelites returned from the slaughter, they took possession of what remained. Even the towns and villages in the mountain region and in the plain were crammed with the enormous quantity of booty they had seized. Then the high priest Jehoiakim and the elders of the Israelites who dwelt in Jerusalem came to witness the good things that the Lord had done for Israel, and to meet and congratulate Judith. When they came to her, they all blessed her with one accord and said to her,
"You are the glory of Jerusalem. You are the splendid boast of Israel. You are the surpassing joy of our nation. You have done all this with your own hand. You have done great good to Israel, and God is pleased with it. May you be blessed by the Almighty Lord forever."
And all the people said,
"Amen!"
For 30 days, the whole populace plundered the camp. They gave Judith the tent of Holofernes, with all his silver dinnerware, his couches, his bowls, and all his furniture. She accepted them. And after harnessing her mules and hitching her wagons to them, she loaded these things on them. All the women of Israel gathered to see her, and they blessed her and performed a dance in her honor. She took ivy-wreathed rods in her hands and distributed them to the women around her. And she and the other women crowned themselves with olive wreaths. At the head of all the people, she led the women in the dance, while all the men of Israel followed in their armor, wearing garlands and singing hymns. Judith led all Israel in this song of thanksgiving, and all the people loudly sang this song of praise.